with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you, and good Friday evening, everyone, to you from Elmwood Murdoch High School. Tonight we are in Murdoch, Nebraska for another edition of High School Basketball presented by Bruni Implement Company. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast, Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruni Implement Company also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. We're settling in for more high school basketball once again this evening. Tonight on the road with the Auburn Bulldogs. The Bulldogs facing the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. We are in Murdoch, Nebraska. That's where they played the varsity contest in the girls' JV game completed a few minutes ago. Elmwood Murdoch got the win over Auburn. The final on that one was 21-6. Elmwood Murdoch with the win in the girls' JV. The boys' JV being played over at Elmwood. They haven't made it over here yet, so we still don't have any results on how the boys' JV came out tonight. In the girls' varsity contest coming up, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, coached by Coach Grant Cole, they are 1-1 on the season. They defeated Weeping Water 40-33 and then lost to Malcolm 52-26, so they come in at 1-1. For the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights, they are 2-0. They have wins over Louisville, 63-35, and over UTAN, 53-45. Those were the finals in those games, as they are 2-0. We find ourselves seated on the stage here at Elmwood Murdoch, directly in front of the band, as you can probably hear in the background, the percussion system just a few feet away from us here. So we are going to be competing with a band during our pregame at this point, so not a ideal situation. Fortunately, that will stop once the game gets going here. Let's go on ahead and move into our starting lineups. First of all, for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, as we said, they are 1-1 on the season. Coach Grant Cole will go with Sydney Binder, a 5'4 senior. McKenna Turner, 5'5 and a senior. Addie Darnell is a sophomore at 5'5. Mackenzie Stanley, a senior at 5'10. And Zoe Baltensperger, a senior at 5'8. Now, noticeably absent from that starting lineup is Addie Maddox, a senior. Addie had a slight knee injury in one of the earlier games. She did get a good report. They tell us she'll be rejoining the team and will be back in that lineup very soon. But Addie Maddox will not be playing tonight. Now look at the starting lineup for the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights. They're coached by head coach Paul Dwyer. They'll go with Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer, 5'5 and a senior. Laney Fromm, a senior at 5'8. Brooklyn Manns, 5'6 and a sophomore. Brooke Gowdy, a sophomore at 5'8. And Annie Backemeyer, 5'9 and a sophomore. That's the starting five for the Elmwood Murdoch Lady Knights. We're going to take a two-minute break here rather than compete with the band. We're literally sitting right in among the musicians. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with more after this on Sunny 101.3.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Sunny 101.3.
Thank you.
Backemeyer, Laney Fromm, Brooklyn Manns, Brooke Gowdy, and Ann Backemeyer. We're going to keep it here live for you, Ray, and just put the national anthem on the air. We won't try and send it back to you if you have some technical issues there. Here's our national anthem. To Murdoch, Nebraska, Elmwood Murdoch High School. High school basketball ready to tip it off. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs 1-1 on the season. Elmwood Murdoch at 2-0. Coming up later tonight, we'll have the boys varsity game tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon is in Fall City. The Sacred Heart Irish are hosting Exeter Milligan Friend. We're ready to tip it up and get underway. The official steps into our center circle. And here's the tip. It's going to be controlled by the Bulldogs. Coming down with the basketball, McKenna Turner gives it up to Sydney Binder. Binder sets the offense to the left elbow to Addie Darnell. Darnell on the dribble, top of the key around the right side. McKenna Turner, that's Binder in the corner on the right side on the elbow. Skip pass across court, looks for Darnell. Now driving on the baseline, left side with the basketball. Back around to the top of the key comes McKenna Turner. Into the corner, right side, Darnell down into Binder. Inside the paint, no shot there. The ball is dribbled away, taken away and stolen. Coming up with a steal to Brooke Goody. Goody down court quickly for Elmwood Murdoch. At the free throw line, right side of the lane, that's Goody handling the basketball. To the left elbow, comes over to Fromm with the ball. Fromm feeds it to the free throw line, thinking about the shot was Goody. Driving layup off the glass, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Sydney Binder. Binder down court quickly to the left elbow with it. Turner, here top of the key, Binder, long three is up off the back iron, doesn't go, rebound pulled down under the basket by Eddie Darnell. Back to Binder at the top of the key around the left horn, that's Turner with the basketball, nearly taken away from Darnell. She dribbles into the paint, driving layup, Darnell, put it up and good. Addie Darnell with the first 2 points of the game. Auburn goes up 2-0, 6:45 to play here in the first quarter. On the dribble is Manns with the ball. Manns comes up to Gowdy. Lob pass in the paint. Ball taken away with a steal. McKenna Turner comes up with a steal for the Bulldogs. She'll push it down court. Turner to the right elbow. Holds the ball for just a moment. Now looks to the left elbow. Across to the left side, Darnell. Handling the basketball at the top of the key. That's Turner with it. Across court, Darnell. Working it around the outside perimeter. There's a steal. And the steal with the breakaway for the layup. Backemeyer takes it all the way in and lays it in for the first two for Elmwood Murdoch. We're tied at two apiece. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Full court pressure now by the Lady Knights. Auburn had a little bit of an issue with that. Turner gets it across the timeline before the 10-second count. Over to Binder on the left wing. Binder to the top of the key to the near side. In the paint, they held it for a moment. Back on the right elbow, that's Turner with the ball. It's again another steal. Pushing the ball down court comes Laney Fromm with the ball. Laney Fromm will set the offense. Binder guarding her in the man-to-man defense. Kicks it over to the right side. Backemeyer in the corner, right wing. Thinking about the shot, that's Gowdy. Gowdy dribbles in, driving lay-in up and off no good with the rebound taken down by Fromm. Put back up and off no good. Fromm with her own rebound. Kicks it out to the free throw line. That's Manns. Now Gowdy can't get a look at it. Manns from the corner for two, up in and out of there, no good. A rebound follow shot put back up by Annie Backemeyer, but a whistle and a foul, and we'll have Backemeyer at the line. where she'll be shooting two shots. That foul on Mackenzie Stanley. On Stanley, her first personal team foul, number one on the Lady Bulldogs. Brooke Gowdy at the line shooting two shots. Takes aim, first shot is up and off the front of the iron. Won't go. She'll have another attempt. 5:16 to play here in the first period. All tied up at two apiece. Elmwood Murdoch and Auburn. Brooke Gowdy for her second free throw. Looks to the basket. Launches the shot. This one is up. It's in and out of there. No good. And the rebound is taken down by McKenna Turner. Turner against the man-to-man pressure. Dribbles it across the timeline. Hands to Sydney Binder. Binder with a lob pass into the corner. Baseline down right side. Maddie Justison is in the ball game. Justison. Or check that. That's Mackenzie Stanley with the ball. Into the right side again. That's Turner. Right corner. Baseline deep in the right side. Can't penetrate the baseline. McKenna Turner, a cross-court lob pass to Addie Darnell. Darnell, bounce pass to the right wing. Again, gives it to Turner. Turner handling the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Needs help. Binder comes to get it. She'll be called for traveling. Binder got tied up momentarily when she took that hand off of the basketball. And they'll call Sydney Binder for the travel. It'll be a turnover. Score tied at two apiece. 4:35 to play here in the first quarter. Into forecourt is Lainey Fromm. Fromm kicks it over to the right wing. Now Gowdy, Brooke Gowdy holds it at the top of the key. Near left side, Lainey Fromm handling it. Thinking about the shot was Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer decides to pass it up. Now with an open look three was the Annie Backemeyer. She doesn't take it. A long three from the right side is up and off. No good. Rebound. McKenna Turner. Turner across the timeline. Being double teamed. Dribbles out of the double team with it. Goes inside the paint. Bounce pass to the right side. Penetrating in the lane. They put it to the corner down deep in the left corner. Stanley had the ball momentarily down on the left side. Now the ball is tipped away. It'll stay with Auburn. Tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Tatum Backemeyer. Into the game for the Bulldogs comes Ella Swanson, a freshman. Swanson checking into the lineup. That's a little sister to Liv Swanson. Olivia played at Auburn. Ella Swanson in the ballgame, the freshman. Under the basket, turnaround layup, shot off the glass up, won't go for Zoe Balmsberger. Balmsberger tried to get the steal from Gowdy. Gowdy gets the outlet pass off to the right side. Spin move in the paint, no shot there. Here's a three from the right elbow. Long three up and good. That was Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer's got 5 points now in the ballgame, and she got that three to go from the right elbow, and it's 5-2. First lead of the ballgame for Elmwood Murdoch. Full court pressure by the Lady Knights. On the dribble in backcourt is McKenna Turner. She's going to have to hurry to get it across the timeline and does. Good job of handling the basketball. Turner takes it into the paint, tries to go up with a shot. The ball is deflected away, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Off the bench comes Maddie Justison into the lineup. Justison checks into the contest for Elmwood Murdoch. 3:17 to play first period, 5-2. Elmwood Murdoch up here over the Lady Bulldogs. Lob pass in court for Zoe Baltonsberger. Baltonsberger, left side, Addie Darnell. Darnell gives it to Ella Swanson. The freshman handles the ball to the corner right side. McKenna Turner reaching in on Turner, knocking the ball out of bounds was Tatum Backemeyer. No foul called. It'll be Auburn's basketball. McKenna Turner will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Gets it into Sydney Binder in backcourt. She'll dribble across the timeline through the midcourt circle. Sydney Binder gets a pick, reverses, goes inside the lane left side. Driving layup, Binder got it. Nice move by Sydney Binder to the basket. Her first 2 points of the game, and it's 5-4. Fast break the other direction. Nice block on the baseline, but we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Zoe Baltonsberger. Baltonsberger had an awful lot of basketball on that block as she swatted that ball away, but it was knocked down, and at the free throw line will be Brooklyn Manns. Brooklyn at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and good. She hit the first. She'll have a second shot coming. 6-4 our score now. Elmwood Murdoch up by two. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and good also for Brooklyn Manns. The sophomore hits a pair. Full court pressure again by Elmwood Murdoch. Auburn having a little bit of an issue trying to break this press. They're going to have to hurry. Timeout taken to save the possession with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. 7-4. Elmwood Murdoch on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Murdoch, Nebraska. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-4, your score. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Auburn gets the ball inbounded to Sydney Binder. Binder works it behind the back dribble across the timeline. Pass to the left elbow. Darnell feeds it inside, trying to move toward the hoop. Back and in, trying to put up a shot. Not going to happen. Back to the corner, left side for three. Shot is up and off. No good. That shot was from the corner by Ella Swanson. Fast break, stolen back by Sydney Binder. Binder did a great job of stepping in front of Tatum Backemeyer and getting the steal on the long down court pass. Kind of the equivalent of an interception here in the football game. Swanson with the ball now on the left wing. Puts it inside the paint. Balmsberger had an open look. Decided not to take it. Now from the corner, here's a long three that's up and off. No good. That shot by McKenna Turner wouldn't fall, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Knights. Pushing it down quickly is Laney Fromm. Fromm to the near side. Brooklyn Manns with the dribble. Up top again for Fromm for three. It's up and off, no good. There with the rebound is McKenna Turner for the Lady Bulldogs. Here comes Auburn on the attack. Turner takes it into forecourt. Bounce pass into the corner. Across court pass. Binder, open look, long three off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound is pulled away by Brooke Gowdy. Gowdy with the down court pass to the right side finds Laney Fromm. Fromm across court to the near side. Around the horn, they pass it outside the three-point arc. A long three from the left wing is up and off, no good, but a rebound follow shot. Putback is up and good. Therefore, Elmwood Murdoch to get the putback was Brooklyn Manns, her first field goal. She has 4 points, and it's 9-4. Lady Knights up by five with a minute and 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sydney Binder hands a pass off to Darnell. Addie Darnell. Looking inside for Turner, goes to the corner, right side, lob pass, Balmsberger in the paint, can't get the shot. Out into the corner, left side again, moving in, here's a little floater off the iron, won't go, that shot put up by Turner, and the rebound back down to Elmwood Murdoch. Pushing it down is Laney Fromm, quickly. Fromm dribbling in for a driving layup that's off the glass and doesn't go, and there with the rebound is Balmsberger. Zoe Balmsberger comes up with the rebound, down court pass in a hurry, McKenna Turner, driving layup, no, wait a minute, a whistle and a foul on the baseline. I think Turner's going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul's going to be on Tatum Backemeyer. On Backemeyer, her first. Team foul number one on Elmwood Murdoch. At the line, McKenna Turner. She'll be shooting two shots here for the Bulldogs with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Turner's first free throw is up. It's short. It's the front of the rim. Comes up short. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. A host of subs checking in now. Zoe Zirot into the contest. Cassidy Kellaway also onto the floor. As McKenna Turner, ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim. This shot is up and it's off also. Did not go. Missed them both. And the score remains 9-4. Elmwood Murdoch up by 5 with 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Falling to the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs here. Foul is going to be called on, let's see here. I have to wait until they post this one.
It's at 33.
There's no 33 on the floor.
32.
Now the officials are going to have to talk this over because they came over and signaled 33 to the scorers table, and there's no 33 on the floor. Yeah, that's close. Foul's going to be on Heidi Gertis, number 15. I don't know how we got 33 out of 15, but here we go. 30 seconds to play. Driving layup. Baseline shot is up, and the ball is stuck. Alternating possession arrow says the ball is going to stay with the Knights. They're going to need another basketball in order to get that one down. Nobody here is going to jump up and get it. Want to run out there, Steve, and jump up and get that? Steve Cole keeping the books here for Auburn right next to me here at the scorer's table. 27 seconds to go in this first quarter. 9-4 your score. Elmwood Murdoch up by 5. The Lady Knights will have the ball and play it in under their own basket. They get it inbounds. Toss into Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle to set the offense with 20 seconds to play. Backemeyer tries to back in there. Working against Heidi Gertis. Couldn't get in. Gertis comes out to play defense on her with 12 seconds. Now they set a four. Here's Backemeyer. Jump shot floater from the right side up and off no good. Rebound Swanson. Down court with a basketball. Swanson gets it to the left side. Long shot at the buzzer. In and out of there. Would not go for Sidney Binder. It was in the rim and wouldn't stay down. After 8 minutes, it's 9-4. Elmwood Murdoch on top. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Murdoch, Nebraska. Elmwood Murdoch High School, a fresh 8 minutes up on the clock, set to move into the second quarter. Auburn trailing Elmwood Murdoch 9-4 after one period. It'll be Auburn's basketball to start this second quarter. Lady Bulldogs will inbound it. Addie Darnell tosses into Sidney Binder, and she'll come down and set the offense. Binder at the top of the circle, works over onto the left wing, gives a pass across court to Darnell. Addie Darnell feeds into the corner left side, Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley, not able to move with the ball, takes one dribble and comes up. Oh, the pass goes over the head of Addie Darnell into backcourt on the steal. Fast break at the other end, not able to get the layup. They're going to have to clear it back out into the corner. Now the ball is knocked out of the hands of Brooke Gowdy, and it'll belong to the Knights. Knights will play it in. They'll trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Brooklyn Manns will toss the ball in. Stands just to the right side of the backboard. Manns ready to toss the ball inbounds. Ooh, running close on time. Got it in. Here's a shot up and off by Gowdy that doesn't go. A struggle for the rebound. It's kicked back out to Gowdy on the left wing. Across it comes to Backemeyer. Backemeyer clears a pass to Laney Fromm. Fromm looking for the cutter in the paint. The ball is tipped away and stolen by Sidney Binder. Nice defense there by Binder to come up with the steal. Sidney will come down court with the basketball. Picks up her dribble, lob pass to the near side, finds Darnell with it. Back to Binder, long three, Binder short off the rim, and it's going to go out of bounds on the baseline. It'll belong to Elmwood Murdoch. Just underway here in the second quarter, opening minute. Into the ball game comes Annie Backemeyer, back onto the floor for Elmwood Murdoch. 7:03 to play in the first half, 9-4 if you're just joining us. Elmwood Murdoch on top. Here's a long three off the iron that won't go by Backemeyer. Coming down with the rebound for the Bulldogs is Zoe Waltzberger. Outlet pass to Binder into forecourt, finds Darnell. Baseline right side. That's Stanley with the ball again up top to Darnell. Lob to Stanley in the corner, deep right side. Darnell across to Binder, and again the pass is too tall, goes out of bounds. And that's back-to-back turnovers now for Auburn. McKenna Turner checks back into the lineup, replacing McKenna Stanley. McKenna Stanley sets out. McKenna Turner checks in. McKenna in, McKenzie out. 9-4 your score, 5-point lead. Elmwood Murdoch, here's a pass that's deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last on the far side by Brooklyn Manns. Good defensive pressure being applied across the way there by Ella Swanson, the freshman. She was involved in forcing that turnover and getting the ball back for the Bulldogs. Inbound, the pass comes to Binder. Sidney Binder, left side, McKenna Turner. Skip pass across, right back to Binder. Now Darnell has the dribble, feeds it inside. Waltzberger in the paint, turnaround shot up, off, no good. But a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Zoe Waltzberger at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. That foul is going to be on Tatum Backemeyer. On Backemeyer, that's her second personal, team foul number one of the quarter. At the free throw line, Zoe Waltzberger shooting two shots. First shot is on the way up, and good, she got it. Of course, if you haven't been following high school basketball, they have changed the rule this year. You get to shoot two free throws after five common fouls, and we reset the totals at the end of each quarter. This was a shooting foul. That's why Waltzberger's at the line on the first foul of the period. Second free throw is up, and this one hits the back iron and doesn't go. The rebound is taken away by Elmwood Murdoch. Down court with the ball comes Laney Fromm. Strom with a long down court pass, feeds it into the corner, inside the paint. They go into Mans with it. Mans can't get a look. Finds Gowdy across the way. Back to the top of the key. Long three is up and off the rim, but a rebound. Try for the putback. Ball is stolen away. And coming up with a steal is Zoe Baldsberger. She just muscled that away from two defenders under there. Baldsberger just muscled it away from them and stole it right out of their back pocket. Down court pass finds Darnell. Turner with the ball. Turner wants to go into the paint. She gets trapped down inside. Has to come back to Swanson. Swanson with an across court pass left side. That's Darnell with the ball. Again finds a freshman. Swanson. She takes a couple of dribbles into the lane. Here's Darnell on the baseline driving. Puts it to the corner right side to Binder. Binder down deep in the corner right side. Dribbles back to the top of the key and she'll reset the offense. To the left elbow. Binder goes off to Addie Darnell. She holds the ball, takes one dribble, and comes back to Swanson. Underneath Baldsberger in traffic. Can't get the shot up. Oh, she put a bounce pass to the corner. Darnell couldn't take it. Now baseline right side again is Binder with the ball. Sydney Binder tries to penetrate. Baldsberger in the paint. Left wing around the horn in the corner. Left side. McKenna Turner. A lot of ball handling here. No shots being put up by the Lady Bulldogs. The more you pass it, the more you increase the chance for a turnover here. Not getting any shots put up. Okay, an open look there. Turner passes up a shot. Now Swanson has it. She doesn't want to shoot the ball. To the right side. Again, they come to Darnell. Darnell, lob pass looking for Baldsberger, and there's the turnover into the hands of the defenders. They've worked the ball well, but didn't get a shot. Long down court pass, laying up and good. They got beat on the fast break by Annie Backemeyer. Backemeyer got it to drop. It's 11-5. The lead is 6 now. Orwood Murdoch, Lady Knights up by 6 with 4:25 to go in the first half. Here come the Lady Bulldogs on the attack offensively with the dribble. McKenna Turner gives it up top to Darnell. Lob pass into Baldsberger. Ball tipped away. Swanson gets the ball back. Handling the ball, doing a good job. I'm impressed with what the freshman's doing here right now. Ella Swanson, pretty good, smooth ball handler here. To the left side, a long three is on the way. Off the back of the iron, doesn't go for McKenna Turner. Ball goes up and hits the support beam, and that'll be a out-of-bounds ball. Gives it off to Elmwood Murdoch. 4:02 to play here now in the first half of this one. 11-5, Auburn down by 6, well within striking distance. Elmwood Murdoch with the basketball. Fromm comes into fourth court as Laney Fromm comes to the near side, feeds to Tatum Backemeyer. Now Gowdy in the paint. Gowdy backing in on Baldsberger, not giving up any ground there. Gowdy not able to get to the hoop. Again to Laney Fromm, who holds the ball for a moment in traffic. Gowdy from the right side for three. It bounces off no good. The ball goes to the floor, and the rebound is taken out. Here's another long three that's up short off the rim. Ball bouncing around, hit the back support, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. Lady Bulldogs will have it. Zoe Zerot, 5'5 sophomore, Zerot, is in the ballgame. Now checking in for Auburn. Coming into the contest is Bree Wehinkle. Wehinkle checks in for the first time. Bree kind of messes with us here a little. She's got that jersey tucked in the back, covering up most of her jersey number back there. 3:24 to go here in the first half, 11-5. Vehicle of the ball game now. With the ball is Addie Darnell. Darnell gives up to Binder. Sydney Binder, across court pass to the left side, gives inside. Wehinkle, bounce pass in Baldsberger in traffic. Tries to move to the hoop. They tie her up, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Elmwood Murdoch. The foul is going to go on Annie Backemeyer. On Backemeyer, that is her first personal team foul, number 2 of the quarter on the Lady Knights. Back in onto the floor comes Brooklyn Mans now for the Lady Knights to check into the lineup. Somebody's got to come out, ladies. There are 6 of you out there. All right, now coming off the floor is Zoe Zerot. 3:06 to go in the first half, 11-5. The lead is 6 for the Lady Knights. Auburn with the basketball. Addie Darnell. Darnell hands up to Turner. McKenna Turner, left-handed dribble across the top of the key. Into the left side goes to Bree Wehinkle with the ball. Wehinkle feeds inside. Baldsberger moves to the hoop. Shot is up. Nope, couldn't get it. Rimmed off. Rebound taken down by Darnell. Darnell clears it back up to the top of the key. Finds Turner with it. Darnell on the dribble on the right side. Lob pass again to Baldsberger. She's going to try and move up with it. Baldsberger in traffic. Falls to the floor. Ball is loose. Grabbed up by Darnell. Back to Baldsberger. Driving layup. Couldn't get it. It was off the glass and wouldn't drop. They've missed some bunnies down there tonight, not able to get it to fall. 2:22 to go here now in the first half with the ball is Laney Fromm. Fromm lobs it into traffic to Gowdy. Ball away shot, Gowdy couldn't get it. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called most likely on Zoe Baltensperger. On Zoe, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter here in the second period. 2:15 to go in the first half. Up off the bench, getting ready to check in, Mackenzie Stanley will be back into the ballgame. Gowdy's first free throw is up and good. Gowdy missed a pair of free throws earlier. She's now one out of three from the free throw line. She'll have a second shot coming with 2:15 to play here in the first half. Again, 12-5 your score. Second shot is up. This one is off, and there with the rebound for the Bulldogs was Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley with a long down court pass finds Addie Darnell. Darnell, the ball handler, comes up top. Gives it to Wehinkle. She'll hold the ball a moment. Now Wehinkle with a spin move in the paint. Kicks to the left elbow. Again goes out to Darnell with it. Lob pass to the right side. Turner. McKenna Turner. Cross-court pass, Wehinkle. Baseline left side. This is Sydney Binder with the ball. Binder tries to drive in toward the bucket. Can't get there. Again, around the horn to the right wing. Ball is tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Auburn. It'll be a turnover with a minute 40 to play here in the first half. Lady Knights will get the ball back, leading by 7, 12-5 our score. This is Laney Fromm handling the ball. She'll set the offense now for Elmwood Murdoch for the Knights. Fromm gets the ball back. A lob pass in under the basket to Gowdy. Right back up top to Fromm. Here's a three from the right side. This up and off the rim. A rebound. The ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Annie Backemeyer. And it'll belong to Auburn. Here in the first half, 12-5 your score. Auburn trailing Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights in a full court press. And now timeout taken by Auburn. Trying to figure out how to break this press. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. 1:16 to go first half. Elmwood Murdoch leads it 12-5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey there, Nemahaw County. We want to give a special shout-out to the unsung heroes right here in our community, the emergency room team serving at Nemahaw County Hospital. These dedicated professionals work around the clock 24/7 to ensure we receive quality emergency care when we need it most. From life-saving interventions to compassionate support, they're always there for us. So, the next time that you see a member of the ER team, let them know they're appreciated. We're grateful for their tireless commitment.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Murdoch, Nebraska. A minute 16 to play here in the first half. Auburn with the basketball coming out of the timeout. The inbound pass comes into Sydney Binder. Binder across court pass finds McKenna Turner to the near side. He comes to Addie Darnell. Now Binder with a long three. Got it from the right corner. Sydney Binder hits the three from the baseline on the right side. It's a four-point ball game. 12-8 is your score. Lady Knights with the ball in traffic. Ball tipped away. Nice steal there by Addie Darnell. She tips it out to her teammate, Sydney Binder down court. Binder, who hit the three a moment ago, works to the left corner. Open look three from the left side. Shot it over the top long. Won't go down. That shot was put up from the deep corner by Bree Wehinkle. Fast break the other direction. Driving layup off. No good. Wouldn't fall for Fromm. And now a fight for the rebound. The girls fall to the floor. Brooklyn Manns put that shot up under there. A jump ball. Held ball is called. Possession arrow says that the ball is going to stay with the Lady Knights. Wehinkle comes out of the ballgame. In to replace her is Ella Swanson. We trade a freshman for a freshman. Swanson back in there now. The inbound pass into the corner with 33 seconds to play in the half. It's 12-8, a four-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. Here's a floater in the paint that doesn't go. Try for a rebound and a putback that won't go. And there with a steal coming up with the ball is Addie Darnell. Darnell with some good defense on the baseline. 15 seconds to go. Auburn with a chance to play for the last shot here. At the top of the circle, a long three is up and short off the rim. Rebound tipped around. 8 seconds to go. Down court, fast break again for the driving layup. Shot is up, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. I think this one is going to be charged to Ella Swanson. Swanson picks up her first personal team foul, number two. It will be a shooting foul with Annie Backemeyer, the sophomore, at the line shooting two. Now the officials having a discussion here. Oh, they're going to let That doesn't usually happen. They're going to bring the in. Shot is on the way. Okay, I'm confused. Why was one shot? Ball goes out of bounds, tipped away, and a whistle, and yet another foul. This foul is going to be called on McKenna Turner. Turner is called for the foul. That's the third team foul. Why did we shoot one shot? You don't have one and ones anymore. That was an interesting call. Here's a free throw that's up and good. This one put in by Annie Backemeyer. We shot one free throw a moment ago, and there is no longer a one and one, gentlemen. That should have been two free throws.
I don't know what it
was. Yeah, you can't shoot just one. Yeah, she never shot the first one. Free throw is up. Well, that's everybody still. Second shot is up and off, no good. We're still all adjusting to these new rules. At the half, our score 13-8. Elmwood Murdoch leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. 13-8, our halftime score. Elmwood Murdoch with the lead. Let's take a look at the individual numbers for the Lady Bulldogs. Sydney Binder leads the way. She had a deuce and a tray for 5 points. Addie Darnell had one field goal for two. And Zoe Boltensberger hit one out of two from the charity stripe for the Lady Bulldogs, total of 8. For the free throw line, Auburn hit 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe. For the Lady Knights of Elmwood Murdoch, they're led at halftime by Tatum Backemeyer. Tatum has 5 points in the ballgame. Brooklyn Manns with 4. Annie Backemeyer adding 3. And Brooklyn Gowdy had 1 for their total of 13. From the charity stripe, Lady Knights hit 4 out of 8. 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Our halftime score, 13-8. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, we don't have a scoring update yet from our ball game being played over on KTNC. Exeter Milligan Friend is at Fall City Sacred Heart. John Nixon has those games on KTNC. We do want to remind all of our listeners here, both Elmwood Murdoch and Auburn listeners, that we're going to have your teams on the air again real soon. We'll be traveling with Auburn out to Freeman on next Friday night against the Freeman Falcons. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader 1 week from tonight. And this coming Tuesday night, Elmwood Murdoch travels to Fall City to play the Fall City Tigers. We'll have that game on also. Now, for you Elmwood Murdoch listeners, especially those of you listening online tonight here to Sunny 101.3, that game Tuesday night will be on our sister station KTNC. However, you can listen to it free online. Same website, mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and just select KTNC. And as always, it's completely free. You can hear the games anywhere. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action live from Murdoch, Nebraska. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Heller Martial Arts in Fall City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our drills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 33, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 43. Lows level off around 23, tomorrow night mainly clear. Mainly cloudy Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Low 40s Sunday, upper 40s by Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
We welcome you back once again here to Murdoch, Nebraska, Elmwood Murdoch High School. It's halftime. The Lady Knights are leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 13-8, our halftime score. The Auburn girls very much in this game, struggling in the offensive rebounds and the putbacks. I was kind of halfway keeping track here, and I think I counted five trips down the floor where Auburn did not get a shot off. They ended up passing the ball a number of times, and on five occasions they had possessions that got away without launching a shot, and it's hard to keep up that way. They're only down by 5 points, so very much within striking distance. Sydney Binder leads the way now for Auburn with 5 points. As we said, Darnell has two, Baldensberger with one. Free throws, a little bit of a factor, 1 for 4 for Auburn. Elmwood Murdoch, 4 out of 8. Don't forget, coming up after this one, we'll have the boys' varsity contest. That should be an interesting matchup. Auburn 1-0 on the year. They have a win over Malcolm. Elmwood Murdoch is 0-2. They lost to both UTAN and, of course, came up short against Boys Town. So the Knights here at Elmwood Murdoch looking for their first win, and the Auburn Bulldogs trying to find win number 2 on this young basketball season tonight here at Murdoch. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school sports. Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, tonight's presenting sponsor. All right, back to live action. Auburn will have the first possession of the third quarter. The inbound pass comes into Sydney Binder over in the right corner. Binder to the top of the key finds McKenna Turner with the pass. Pressuring man-to-man defense by Elmwood Murdoch. Turner dribbles over to the right elbow for a moment, now reverses to the left-handed dribble and comes around to the left wing. Gives up to Baldensberger at the top of the key. Baldensberger looks for the cutter in the paint. Goes inside with it, moving to the hoop. Baseline left side, open look. Darnell didn't want to take the shot. She had an open look in the corner. Turned it down, back to the top of the key. McKenna Turner, I'm concerned this is another possession where we have a lot of passes and no shots here. Need to get the ball in the hoop. The girls are hesitant to take the open look when they have it. Now trapped at the top of the key. Here's a feed to the right side underneath, and they turn the ball over. With the steal, Tatum Backemeyer. Long possession there, 60 seconds with the basketball. No shots at the goal, and then a turnover on the bad pass to the corner. On the offense comes Manns with the ball now. Manns feeds up to Backemeyer, right side in the corner. Fromm with a long three from the right side that's off the rim, doesn't go, and there with the rebound is Zoe Baldensberger. Baldensberger, outlet pass, Turner. Turner slowly dribbles to the left side, comes over with it to Sydney Binder, across court skip pass, Darnell at the top of the key. Now again back to Stanley with the ball. Stanley feeds to the corner to Binder, skip pass across court right side, Darnell. Darnell takes one dribble, picks up a dribble, she needed to get the pass into the corner, and again goes to Mackenzie Stanley. Lots of passing, no shots at the basket. They've had a couple of pretty good looks at the basket and didn't take it. Now they lob into Baldensberger. She gets knocked to the floor. A whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be called on Annie Backemeyer. On Backemeyer, her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. It will not be a shooting foul. It was just a common foul on the floor. Auburn will inbound it, triggering it in on the baseline. Right side of the basket is McKenna Turner. Turner, the five count is coming. She's going to have to get rid of the ball. Lobs it up and turns it over on the inbound pass to Lainey Fromm. Fromm down court, has it stolen right back from her. Great job defensively by Addie Darnell. Darnell gets the steal. Back into forecourt. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Darnell, oh, she double dribbled with the basketball. Top of the key, another trip down the floor with no shot. So that's back-to-back trips down the floor without launching a shot for the Lady Bulldogs. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Our score remains 13-8. That's where we were at halftime. Long pass into the corner left side. There's Laney Fromm. Penetration to the paint. Feeds it underneath in traffic. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after. Dribbling out there. Comes Andy Backemeyer. Long three from the left corner. Up and off. No good. A rebound. Back out to the right side. Fromm thought about the three. Binder's there in her face. They lob it underneath. Players fall to the floor. The ball gets away. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Auburn on Addie Darnell. Darnell picks up her first personal of the game, first team foul of the quarter. Lob pass comes in, gets to Backemeyer. Annie Backemeyer feeds inside, driving is Fromm, driving layup up off, no good, and there with the rebound for the Bulldogs is Zoe Baltensperger. Outlet pass comes to Sydney Binder. Binder down court with it to the right wing now. Right side, McKenna Turner. To the near side pass, Addie Darnell. Darnell almost turned it over there again. Had the ball trapped against her hip for a moment and got rid of it. Another turnover with the steal. The other direction comes Backemeyer all the way in, driving layup up and good. Tatum Backemeyer laid it in. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and it's 15-8. The lead is 7. Full court pressure being applied now. They break the press down court. McKenna Turner on the dribble. Turner's going to take it all the way to the right side baseline. Can't get to the basket. Inside with it. Baltensperger. Baltensperger backs in. Tries to go up with a shot. Triple teamed under there. She's triple teamed. Somebody's got to be open for a shot. Here's a three from the top of the key. Baltensperger off. No good. Rebound Bulldogs coming down with it underneath. They give it back to Baltensperger. Fallaway shot up off. Lock. No whistle. Stanley had the rebound, then got it down to him. Fast court, fast break the other way. Ball stolen right back by McKenna Turner. Bulldogs down court trying to get a shot launched here. Binder with the ball to the top of the circle. Now works the left-handed dribble. Behind the back goes Binder. Got a pick set in for the driving layup. No whistle. Foul's going to be called, I think, on the floor as Binder drove toward the bucket. Foul is going to be called on Laney Fromm. On Laney, her first personal, team foul number 2. We're going to have a timeout taken with 4:15 to play in the third period. 15-8 your score. Elman Murdoch on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the track.
Randy Gatula back with you at Murdoch, Nebraska. 4 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the third period. Our score, Elmwood Murdoch 15 and Auburn 8 here in the girls' varsity contest. After this, we'll have boys' varsity basketball, same two teams. That'll be coming up around 7:30 or so. Checking to see if we have any scoring updates here. With 4 minutes left in the third quarter, Johnson Brock is leading Fall City in girls' basketball. 44-15, Johnson Brock over Fall City in girls' basketball. And that's with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Our thanks to our buddy Dalton Knippelmeyer for that update from Johnson Brock tonight. Dalton worked with us last night down at Syracuse. All right, back to live action. Here, Murdoch, the inbound pass for Auburn, comes into Sydney Binder. She almost got trapped down in the corner on the right side, got out of it on the dribble. Binder goes inside the paint, driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it to go on the rebound. Pulled down underneath by Brooke Gowdy. Down court pass, fast break the other direction. Shot is up, off no good. Great job defensively by McKenna Turner. Ball is tipped away. Binder comes into forecourt with it in a hurry. They broke the press that time very quickly. Binder dribbles to the near side, right in front of our broadcast table here. Gives it up to Swanson. Swanson, that's Ella Swanson, the freshman in the ballgame. Now Baltensperger feeds to Swanson. Ella Swanson for three. Got it. Or maybe a two. Let's see. No, they're going to call that a three. Fast break the other direction. Layup up and off. No good, but a whistle and a foul. Swanson got a three on that shot. That was a three, but a whistle on the fast break and a foul. Called on the Bulldogs. The foul is going to be called on Addison Darnell. That's her second personal, team foul number 2 of the quarter. And stepping to the free throw line will be Tatum Backemeyer. She has 7 points, has not been to the line yet tonight. First free throw is up and good. Tatum will have a second shot coming. Puts the lead back to 5 now at 16-11 with 3:34 to go here in the third quarter. Tatum Backemeyer, second free throw is up. This one is off, no good. And there with the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs is Addie Darnell. Her outlet pass comes down to Sydney Binder. Binder's going to launch a three from the top of the key. Hits the back of the iron and doesn't go. Rebound, try for a follow shot, but a whistle and a foul on the fight for the rebound. The foul is going to be called, I think, against Elmwood Murdoch on Maddie Justison. Justison's first personal, team foul number three. 3:23 to go in the third quarter. Still a five-point ball game. They lob the pass into the top of the key. In the corner, Binder for three. Got it. Sydney Binder with her second three-pointer of the night. She's got eight now, and it's back to a two-point ball game, 16-14. If Auburn shoots the ball, they'll score. That's what they did that time down. There's a long three from the other side. Comes up short, misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds. It was online without a doubt, but just came up short. 3:01 to go here in the third quarter. Auburn has fought back to within two after trailing throughout the ball game. It's 16-14 as Sydney Binder comes up court with a basketball for the Lady Dogs. Binder all the way in, driving layup. Oh, partially blocked. No whistle, no foul. Ball tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Elmwood Murdoch. Pressuring defense down here by Addie Darnell. Addie might have got away with one there. There was a lot of contact in the corner, but the ball got tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Knights. Lainey Fromm down court with it. Fromm to the right side. Brooklyn Manns. Manns holds it for a minute. Around the horn to the left wing. This is Fromm again with the ball. Inside Gowdy. Shot off the glass up and good. Brooke Gowdy with her first field goal tonight. She's got 3 points. Makes it 18-14. The lead is back to four. Auburn had pulled it within two. Here comes Binder in the paint. Oh, she tried to feed it back for the easy layup there, and the ball's turned over. Then a double dribble. Auburn will get the ball back. She tried to give the ball back to Zoe Balmsberger for the lay-in. Zoe wasn't expecting it. But the ball got turned over by Elmwood Murdoch. Auburn will get another chance with a possession. McKenna Turner will inbound it on the baseline under her own backboard to the left side of the basket. Turner going to have to hurry. Lobs it up. Barely got it in before the five count. Pass comes into Addie Darnell. A cross-court pass. Swanson handles it. Left side, deep baseline with it. Again is Darnell. Almost stolen away. Turner to the right wing. This is Swanson. On the dribble. Ella Swanson. Feeds it to the near side, Darnell. A lot of passing on the outside perimeter. They go inside, whistle, and traveling is going to be called on Zoe Balmsberger as she was pretty well manhandled under there by Brooke Gowdy, but they get him for the ball. Tough call here for the Lady Bulldogs. They've had a hard time getting a call to come their way in this one, and they're down by four with a minute 53 to go in the third quarter. Right side corner baseline holding the ball. Down deep in the corner is Brooke Gowdy. Her pass to Lainey Fromm back at the top of the circle. Now Fromm wants to drive on Binder. Driving layup, ball tipped away by Binder out of bounds. Nice clean block there by Binder. So the basketball will stay with Elmwood Murdoch in the corner on the baseline under their own bucket. Tossing it in is Brooklyn Manns to play it inbound. Lobs into Gowdy at the free throw line. Gowdy to the left wing. Swanson almost had a steal. Back up top. A long three is off the glass. No, and the rebound comes down to Auburn's Addie Darnell. Darnell, outlet pass. Gives the ball up to Binder into forecourt. A minute 25 to go in the quarter. 18-14. Auburn down by four. Here comes Binder to the corner right side. Open look down there. Turner didn't want to take it. Now back to Swanson. Swanson hit the three a minute ago. Her pass across court's going to be stolen. Fast break and the trip up, falling to the floor and going down hard there is Tatum Backemeyer. Well, that was nothing flagrant. Ella Swanson just got her feet tangled up, and it worked out well because it was probably going to be a sure two-point lay-in there. So if you think about it, not a bad move there by Ella Swanson, the freshman, although it was inadvertent, I assure you. Lainey Fromm will inbound it in the corner. Not a shooting foul because it occurred out at the top of the key. Down to 1:05 to go here in the period. At the top of the circle with the ball is Lainey Fromm. The ball is in the paint, tipped away out of bounds, and they're going to say Auburn touched it last. Once again, it'll stay with the Knights. A minute to play in the third quarter. 18-14 your score. Elmwood Murdoch up by four, leading the Auburn Lady Bulldogs all the way around for a driving layup that's up and doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. This one will be a shooting foul. Foul is going to be called on Addie Darnell. On Addie, that's her third personal, team foul number four of the quarter. At the free throw line, Tatum Backmeyer. Backemeyer has hit one out of two from the line. She has 8 points in the ballgame. Here shooting two shots. First one is up and good. Got that one down. She's now hit two out of three. Back into the lineup comes Bree Wehinkel. Wehinkel in. She will spell Addie Darnell. Let Darnell catch her breath here. Wehinkel in for the last 55 seconds of the period. Tatum Backemeyer. Second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. And the lead is back now to six at 20-14 with 55 seconds to go in this third quarter. Auburn's basketball. The inbound pass comes into Binder. Sydney Binder across the timeline with a pass to the right wing. Binder goes across to McKenna Turner. Now it comes up to Wehinkel. Wehinkel with one dribble to the right side, across court. McKenna Turner. Baseline right side. Wehinkel in the corner. She had an open look. The freshman didn't want to take it. Again, they give it to Wehinkel. Bounce pass at the free throw line. Around the horn, right wing, Swanson. She hit a three from out there a minute ago, the freshman. Swanson comes up to McKenna Turner. Turner feeds to Swanson. Ella Swanson gets the dribble down. Baldensberger free throw line. Left side, Wehinkel penetrating in. Wehinkel kicks it to the top of the key. Baldensberger. 15 seconds to go. Baldensberger moves toward the hoop. Spin move. Driving lay-in up. No, couldn't get it in the ball. Deflected away. No whistle, no foul. 8 seconds. Fast break the other direction into the corner. Driving on the baseline. The ball gets away. It's off the fingertips of Brooklyn Manns. And with 3.2 seconds on the clock, Auburn will inbound the ball. 3 seconds showing to play in the period against full court pressure. Inbounding the pass, McKenna Turner. Down court, Binder with a half-court shot. It was long enough, just off the mark after three quarters, 20-14. Elwood Murdoch up by six. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
A fresh 8 minutes up on the clock as we get ready to move into the fourth and final stanza of this one. Our score 20-14, Elwood Murdoch leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. It'll be Lady Knights basketball to start this fourth period. Inbound the pass comes into Brooklyn Manns. Manns guarded closely in a man-to-man defense by Turner. Here's a long three that's up and good to start the quarter by Tatum Backemeyer. Her second three of the night. She's got 13 points now for Tatum. Stretches the lead to the biggest lead of the contest, 23-14. And now Auburn's got quite an uphill battle for him here. Into the corner on the left side, still in the ballgame, Wehinkel, the freshman. She finds a pass to the top of the circle to Ella Swanson. Swanson almost has to dribble away from her. Pretty smooth little ball handler is Ella Swanson. She goes into Baldensberger with it. Back out it comes to Wehinkel. Auburn playing catch around the outside of the three-point perimeter here. Working the ball a long ways to the left side. Wehinkel thought about a shot. She gets manhandled and hands the ball back inside. Binder goes to the left side. Open look, Swanson for three. Oh, couldn't get it. It went over the backboard off of the rim, and it'll give the ball back to Elwood Murdoch. Now into the ballgame for Auburn. Checking back in is Addie Darnell. Darnell will replace Wehinkel for the Lady Bulldogs with 7:09 to go here in the ballgame. 23-19, Elwood Murdoch with a 9-point advantage, their biggest lead of the contest. Brooklyn Manns will bring the ball up court for the Knights. Off to Laney Fromm, into Gowdy in the paint. Gowdy with a spin move, back up top, a long three that's up and good. Brooklyn Manns hits the three, she's got 7 points, and suddenly it's a 26-14, 12-point lead for the Knights. Their biggest lead of the ballgame. Auburn needs to get some shots off here in a hurry. There's still a lot of time left, but now driving on the baseline right side is Addie Darnell. She's going to be fouled, and the foul is going to be called on Brooklyn Manns. On Manns, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Knights. Inbound the pass for Auburn. Handling it is Darnell. From the corner, long three, Turner up and off, no good. There for the rebound is Swanson. Swanson, lob pass to Boltensberger in traffic. Boltensberger forces up the shot, and she'll be fouled. She'll be at the line shooting two. You get the feeling that if Zoe Boltensberger goes to the hole every time with it like that, she's either going to score or probably get fouled. That foul's on Brooke Gowdy, her first personal, team foul number two of the quarter. Zoe Boltensberger, the 5'8 senior, at the line shooting two shots. The first one hits the back iron and rims off. Zoe's now made one out of three from the charity stripe tonight. She'll have a second shot coming here. 6:27 to play in the ballgame. 26-14. Knights lead it. Baltensberger's second free throw is up. This one is good. She got it. The senior has now hit two out of four from the line tonight. Has 2 points. Fast break down quickly. Into the court. Gowdy for the long three. It's off the rim. No. And the rebound taken away by Brooklyn Manns. Manns back up top to the top of the circle. Delaney Fromm. Fromm wants to drive on Binder. Sydney will have no part of that. Fromm can't get inside the paint. Has to give the pass up. Now a long three from the top of the circle. It's off no good. And there with the rebound. Down court pushing the ball is McKenna Turner. Left side, Ella Swanson. Swanson. Oh, the freshman wanted to take that three and then decided to pass it up. I'd like to see her shoot the ball. She hit a nice one from the corner. Now Binder almost has the ball knocked away from her. A lot of contact, no whistles. Tatum McAmeyer came up and hammered Sydney pretty good there. Back to the left side again. Here's Swanson, a cross-court pass, Turner. McKenna Turner doesn't want to shoot it. To the near side, Addie Darnell. Darnell works a dribble. She works between the rings, top of the key. Off to Turner on the right elbow. Now back up top, it comes to Swanson. Ball almost got away from her. Swanson left wing, driving on the baseline left side, driving way up, off. No, won't go down for Addie Darnell. Rebound comes down to the Knights. 26-15. The lead is 11 with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the ballgame. For the Knights, another long three that's up and off, no good. You got to kind of wonder why they're launching those threes with an 11-point lead here. But they're kind of living and dying by the three, Elmwood Murdoch. Auburn would just be happy to get a shot off. They're having difficulty getting a shot. Here's one by Binder that goes up, and she will be fouled. So now we're going to have Sydney Binder at the free throw line, where Sydney will shoot two shots. Foul on Tatum Backemeyer, her third personal, team foul number three of the quarter. At the free throw line, Sydney Binder. She has 8 points in the ball game. Has not been to the line yet tonight. First free throw is up and good for the senior. Sydney Binder. Now with 9 points, this next one would put her in double figures, looking for point number 10 on this second free throw attempt. Binder takes aim. The shot is up. It's off the back rim and bounced out of there. She has 9 in the game. It's a 10-point contest, 26-16 with 4:48 to go in the ballgame. Lainey Fromm handles the ball for the Knights and hands it off to Tatum of Backemeyer. A cross-court pass. Brooklyn Manns with it. Lob pass in the paint. Oh, the pass is going to be stolen away. Nice job in there defensively by Zoe Boltensberger to get the steal. Martin Boltensberger down court with the pass. Here's a three from the left side. Swanson got it. The freshman nailed the three from the corner of the left side. Ella Swanson, that's her second three-pointer of the night. We've got timeout taken by Elmwood Murdoch with 4:26 to go in the ballgame. A 7-point lead for the Knights. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state.
4 minutes, 26 seconds to play in regulation here at Murdoch. Our score 26-19. Lady Bulldogs have pulled back to within 7. They were down by as much as 11 a little while ago. Now it's a 7-point ball game. The freshman here, Alice Swanson, just a freshman, has hit a pair of threes here in the second half. Hit one just before the timeout. Now we've got full court pressure being applied by Auburn. Let's see if the Knights can break the press. They do into full court. Lainey Fromm, free throw line set shot. Fromm bounces off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled away by Addie Darnell. Quickly down court come the Lady Bulldogs. Hopefully they can get some shots off here. Darnell to the key left side. With the ball, McKenna Turner. Turner against the man-to-man pressure across court to the right side, Addie Darnell. Again up top to Swanson. They don't want to give Swanson that look again after she hit one a minute ago. Here's a driving layup that's going to be blocked. McKenna Turner got stuffed as she went to the in for the driving layup underneath Gowdy. Driving layup off, no good for Gowdy. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to the Knights. Tatum Backemeyer resets the offense to the top of the key to Brooklyn Manns. Man-to-man defense now by the Lady Bulldogs. Manns goes into the corner with it to Fromm. Deep baseline left side. Tatum Backemeyer driving layup up off. No good. Whistle and a foul. Putting up the shot was Brooke Gowdy, and Gowdy will be fouled. That foul is going to be called on Zoe Baltonsparker. That is her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Bulldogs. At the free throw line, Brooklyn Gowdy shooting two shots. She is one out of three from the line so far tonight. So you ask, how can she be one of three when there's no longer a one and one? But that's what the book shows. The shot is up and good. Got it to go. She'll have a second one. It's up and good also. Hit them both. That's a stat you're not going to see. She is 3 of 5 from the line, and you don't shoot one free throw. So that's an interesting stat there. With the basketball across the timeline is Sydney Binder. It's 28-19 now. The lead is 9. Oh, Binder has the ball dribbled away by Gowdy and stolen. Now a fast break at the other end. All the way for the driving lay-in. Up and good by Tatum Backemeyer. Backemeyer now, I'll add him up here in a minute, I believe, has 15 points in the ballgame for Elmwood Murdoch. It's 30-19. The lead is back to 11 with just 3 minutes left to play. Binder pulls up for a long two. That's good. Nice move by Sydney Binder. Bulldogs just honestly need to shoot the ball a little more. Sydney Binder in double figures. She has 11 points now for Auburn. It's 30-21. The lead is 9. Here's a steal by Alice Swanson. The freshman comes up with a steal on the corner. Gets the outlet pass down to Turner. To the right side is Binder with it. Binder's going to take it in. No, kicks it to the corner to Swanson. And now a whistle and a foul on the baseline is going to be called on the Knights. Foul is going to be on Gowdy. Brooke Gowdy picks up her second personal. Team foul number 4 of the quarter. Auburn will have the basketball. Sydney Binder will play it inbounds on the baseline. She stands to the left side of her own backboard, gets it into the corner to Baltonsparker. Baltonsparker holds the ball, now wants to drive inside the paint. Backs in, has the ball dribbled away from her and stolen. Coming up with a steal is Brooklyn Manns. Manns goes down court with it to Laney Fromm. Fromm holds the ball for a minute, picked up her dribble, feeds up to Brooklyn Manns. Around the horn to Fromm once again. Right elbow with it. Brooklyn Manns on the dribble. Now Gowdy holds the ball at the top of the key. They're just running clock and weaving the ball around here at the top of the circle as we near the 2 minute mark. 30-21, a 9-point lead for Elmwood Murdoch. 2 minutes to play now in the ball game. Laney Fromm running a delay here. Ball nearly stolen away by Swanson. Ella Swanson came real close to getting the steal and being down that sideline. She actually had the ball tipped away and then lost it out of bounds on the far sideline. Good defense there. Now we do have a steal. Ball is stolen. Fast break. Driving left-handed layup and foul at the line there was Addison Darnell. She got the steal, went in for the layup, and was fouled rather than give up the layup. The foul is going to be called on Tatum Backemeyer, her fourth personal, team foul number 5 of the period. At the free throw line, Addie Darnell, she has 2 points on one field goal. Her first free throw is up and off, no good. She will get a second shot. Addie Darnell now 0-1 from the charity stripe. A minute 50 left to play in this one. Into the ball game for Auburn, Heidi Gertis has checked in. Addie Darnell ready for her second free throw attempt. This one is up and got it right down the middle. Nothing but nylon for that one for Addie Darnell. 30-22, it's an 8-point lead with a minute 45 to play in the ball game. Breaking the press down court come the Lady Knights with the basketball. Laney Fromm to the top of the circle to the near side to Brooklyn Manns. Manns on the dribble, he hands to Laney Fromm. They're running a weave, just a delay game out here at the top of the circle. Auburn giving chase in a man-to-man defense. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sydney Binder. That's her first personal. That is only team foul number 2, though. It's going to take 3 more fouls before they can get him to the line. Timeout taken Auburn with a minute 27 to play in the game. 30-22, an 8-point contest with Elmwood Murdoch on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Murdoch, Nebraska. A minute 27 left to play in this girls' varsity contest. Our score, Elmwood Murdoch 30, Auburn at 22. Lady Knights with an 8-point advantage. After this, we'll have boys varsity basketball coming up. Auburn and Elmwood Murdoch. That'll be about 20 minutes after this and wraps up. Let's see, we've got an update here from Fall City. At halftime, the Sacred Heart girls are leading Exeter Milligan Friend at the half, 31-19. Your halftime score, Sacred Heart up. That game being heard live tonight over on KTNC. John Nixon has the call for you. We're back to live action here now. Elmwood, oh, they didn't start the clock. Now it starts. That won't make the home folks too happy. When you're up by eight, they forgot to start the clock here momentarily, but now it's down to 1:20. Got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Sydney Binder, her second. That's only team foul number 3, and another timeout on the floor with a minute 20 to go here in the ballgame, 30-22. We'll take another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A minute 20 left to play here now. 30-22 our score. Elmwood Murdoch on top. We have a final now from Johnson Brock in girls basketball. The Johnson Brock girls defeated Fall City tonight. The final, JB 61 and Fall City 28. Again, our thanks to Dalton Knippelmeyer for that scoring update. 61-28, Johnson Brock with the win over Fall City in girls varsity ball tonight. All right, we're back to live action here. With the ball, Elmwood Murdoch, and another quick foul, and another foul on Sydney Binder. They need to keep fouling quickly here. That is still just the fourth one. They need one more to get to that fifth foul of the quarter. This five fouls per quarter thing has really played into, really changed the whole dimension here. Inbound pass, Auburn's going to need to foul again quickly. A cross-court pass to the left side. They want to put a shooter up there, not able to get a foul committed. Exeter Milligan do it. Or rather, Elmwood Murdoch doing a good job of keeping the ball away. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be on Sydney Binder. That's her fourth personal, team foul number 5. And at last, stepping to the free throw line is going to be Brooklyn Manns. Manns will be at the line. She is 2 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 7 points in the ballgame. Free throw is up and good. 8 points now for Brooklyn Manns, the 5'6 sophomore. Another shot coming. Alice Swanson back into the lineup now. Swanson checks in. She will replace Heidi Gertis, freshman in for freshman here. Brooklyn Manns ready for her second free throw with 1:02 to play. Shot is up. It's good also. Hit them both. That stretches the lead back to 10 at 32-22 with 1:02 to go and full court pressure from Elmwood Murdoch. Sydney Binder gets the inbound pass and brings the ball up the floor quickly. Binder inside the paint, driving layup. Binder, oh, no foul. Had the ball blocked away on the layup. No whistle. Rebound comes down to Elmwood Murdoch, and they bring it into forecourt. Defenders giving chase to try and foul. Good job of playing keep away here by the Lady Knights with 40 seconds to go in the ballgame. A reach-in foul is going to be called now on McKenna Turner. Her second personal, that's a 16 foul. They stop posting him at 5 now per quarter. To the free throw line goes Laney Fromm. Brom, the 5'8 senior, has not scored yet tonight. Here shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. She'll get a second shot coming. Laney Fromm looks to the basket. Second free throw is up and good. She got it down. 38 seconds to go. It's an 11-point ball game. And now we're going to have another timeout taken with 38 seconds to play. It's 33-22. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Say thanks to Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt if you're enjoying these broadcasts on Sunny 101.3. Well, we have 38 seconds to play in this girls' varsity game. Our score, 33-22, Auburn trailing Elmwood Murdoch. Lady Bulldogs will have the ball, playing it in against a full-court press in backcourt. Inbounding the ball for Auburn will be McKenna Turner. Turner gets the ball inbound to Baltonsberger. Right back to Turner it comes. She'll push it down court, being guarded closely by Tatum Backemeyer. Give it up to Binder. They need to shoot the ball. Binder takes it in for a driving layup. She got it blocked out of bounds. Good job defensively by Laney Fromm to block that attempted layup by Sydney Binder. Fromm knocked it out of bounds. Binder will inbound it. Clock is down to 26 seconds. Up top, Turner handles the ball. Turner comes to Darnell with the pass. Around the horn, Swanson launches a three. That's off the rim. Oh, close to dropping it. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by Elman Murdoch. Clock down to 16 seconds, 33-22, an 11-point lead. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring wrap. It'll be brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. We'll let you know how your favorite player did and give you a rundown of the individual scoring. Here's a five-second call on Auburn. They did not get the ball inbounded on time. They were close a couple of times earlier, and this time just couldn't break that press. Into Laney Fromm it comes. Auburn's going to drop back. Probably let them just dribble this thing out with 9 seconds to go. No point in fouling here in an 11-point ball game. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Dribbling to the right side, Laney Fromm. Time will expire. There's the buzzer and the ball game. Your final score tonight, Elmwood Murdoch, 33. And Auburn, 22. 33-22. That's your final score. We'll take a two-minute break here, and then we'll be back with the final wrap-up and the individual scoring in our post-game show. That will be coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time now for our post-game scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. The final score tonight, 33-22. Elmwood Murdoch with the win over the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Individual scoring for the Lady Knights, led tonight by Tatum Backemeyer. She finished with 15 points in the ballgame. Brooklyn Manns had 9. 5 for Brooke Gowdy. Adding 3 was Annie Backemeyer and Lainey Fromm with a single point for their total of 33. From the charity stripe, Elmwood Murdoch made 12 out of 18 free throws. For the Lady Bulldogs, one player in double figures. That was Sydney Binder. She finished with 11 in the contest. Ella Swanson, the freshman, came off the bench, hit a pair of threes. She ended up with 6. 3 tonight for Addie Darnell. And Zoe Baltensberger added 2 on a pair of free throws. That's all the scoring for Auburn. They ended with 22 points. They hit 4 out of 10 from the free throw line for the Lady Bulldogs. This post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Where once again, you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect, your Farm Bureau Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, we're going to step aside and take about a 12 to 15 minute break out here. Then we'll be back with the pregame show of our boys varsity contest. That'll be coming up in just a little bit.